It wasn't until 1943 when Temel was full of prisoners of war who were being based up in Pickers End. There's a big prisoner of war camp up there, and then all of a sudden the whole town was filled with Americans, and they moved into Marlows, where Peter Spivey is now. There's about 50 Yanks in there, because I was very friendly with a couple who lived in there. Mr. and Mrs. Duncan had been bombed out of London, and so I was playing around there quite a lot because they had big canteens in the garden where all the Yanks used to, or the Americans, I should say, used to have their meals. But they all just suddenly disappeared in 1944 with D-Day. When we first heard that Hemel was going to be a new town, I know my father and mother, we don't want those old Londoners here. I know, I remember saying that. And they went to a protest meeting at the Guildhouse, Hemel Hempstead. I can't tell you the date, but I know it was before 1947 when they actually decided the date. So it was just after the war, you'd say about 40, beginning of 46, I think, when they first announced that Hemel Hempstead would become one of the new satellite towns around, organised by GLC.